And good morning. It's Super Talk 99.7 WTN. This is the Steve Gill Show. Glad to have you with us. 737-9986, the number 737-WWTN. Tommy Thompson, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, is on the line with us this morning to talk a little bit about health care in America and what the president will talk about today in Nashville. And, Tommy, we need you to come to town sometime.
Well, I am coming, Steve.
Oh, you are coming in.
I'm going to be with the president. I'm going to be traveling with him, and I'm going to introduce him. So I'll be down there, and hope to see you, Steve.
I will be at the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital event, and we'll try to, you know, get through the security corridor close enough to say hello to you. Well, if not, we'll get you back down here sometime soon.
Well, when are you going to come up and do your program up in my command center? I've asked you to do that, and you said you were going to, and I can't wait to host you up here, my friend.
Well, we came up and actually did the show from the Pentagon, and you ended up being out of town in Russia or somewhere exotic, and we're going to reschedule that and do that again because I'm anxious to do that and also catch up with you. Folks may not know, when I worked in Washington during the first Bush administration, I worked very closely with then-governor of Wisconsin, Tommy Thompson, who is still one of my favorite public officials, politicians ever, and you're doing a great job for us in Washington again, Secretary Thompson, and do look forward to catching up with you sometime soon.
Well, you're a wonderful friend, but the president's coming down today because he passionately believes, like I do, that we need to transform the practice of medicine. We have too many mistakes. We have the best therapies, the best treatment in the world, but the truth of the matter is we're still using 19th century methods of prescribing and writing things down, and doctors are wonderful human beings, but their handwriting has not improved over the years, Steve, and there are just too many mistakes. So the president wants to get to a computerized medical record. He wants to get to a more modern technology, and this is going to be very helpful. It will reduce administrative delays. It will also help economically, and it will also reduce medical mistakes, and I can't tell you how impressed I am with the president's leadership on this subject.
You know, Secretary Thompson, the Nashville area is a prime spot for the president to visit when it comes to health care. As you know, the whole for-profit health care industry, also in the nonprofit arena as well, starting with HCA and the progeny of that company, have made Nashville a health care center, a health care innovator for a long time, and this is just the latest example.
It absolutely is correct, and Nashville is the epicenter of what we're trying to do. We're trying to transform the practice of medicine to the most modern technology and technological advances possible. And Nashville can set an example, and we can hopefully replicate what's going on in Nashville worldwide, and especially United States-wide. And that is why the president is coming to Nashville, is to really extol the virtues of modern practice of medicine, newer technologies. And I can't tell you how important that is for really the improvement of the quality of medicine in America.
Mr. Secretary, one of the things that we hear about a lot of the times when we're talking about health care in this country is this new technology, the new drugs, and what gets emphasized so often is the cost of this technology, the cost of the new drugs we get. But when we didn't have this technology, didn't have these drugs, people were dying. People were not living vibrant, thriving lives as long. There is a cost to go with this stuff, but the value we're getting with extended life and extended viable life is something that is certainly worth the money.
Yeah, people really don't look at the cost benefits of the new therapies and the new treatments that we have out there. Medicine is moving so rapidly, Steve. You know, 5 years ago, some of the best therapies now, some of the maladies that people are afflicted with, weren't even considered, and they were just being started in the laboratory, and now they're at the bedside. And they are expensive because it takes over $800 million to get a drug from the laboratory to the bedside, and that's a lot of money. And the truth of the matter is we want those new medicines. We want the new therapies out there because we're breaking down a lot of problems that we didn't know even existed before, and we need this new therapies and these new treatments as soon as possible.
Secretary Tommy Thompson with us, the Secretary of Health and Human Services in Washington. He will be coming with President Bush to Nashville later today. Mr. Secretary, yesterday, John Ashcroft and others in the Homeland Security arena were talking about the potential terror threat here in the United States this summer, perhaps this fall. Now, I know we've got Homeland Security and Tom Ridge focusing on that and the FBI and various others in the administration who are really focused on that. But you also have a role in that as well because our healthcare delivery system has to be ready for a catastrophic chemical or biological or radiological attack as well.
we're responsible for chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear attacks and how we would respond. And that's why I really would like to have you come up and see how well prepared we are. We cannot prevent an attack, Steve, but we can respond very rapidly from the Department of Health and Human Services. And the best way to show it, you know, an exhibit is to show it to you. And I hope that you can come up and see it sometime. But you're absolutely correct. There is a lot of threats out there. And a lot of things, you know, that get all of us very concerned about what might take place this summer or this fall. The terrorists would love nothing more than to influence our election and to cause havoc with our economy. And they are always trying something. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. We hope that it doesn't happen. We pray that it doesn't happen. But the truth of the matter is we have to be ready. We have to be able to react if, in fact, it does happen.
Obviously, the resources have to be assembled to get it done, but you've also got to make sure that people understand what needs to be done, how to get information when that time comes. And I know your command center, your war room there at the Department of Health and Human Services is focused on exactly that, making sure that if the worst happens, we can still get the information we need. And we appreciate your foresight on that issue and continuing to battle on the front lines for America in your newest role. I will try to squeeze up to the front and say hello to you today. If not, we'll holler at you again soon.
You're a great American and a good friend. Thank you, Steve.
Secretary Tommy Thompson, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, again going to accompany the president to town later today. And we'll be talking more tomorrow about the president's visit to town. If you're going to be driving around from about noon on today, it's going to be kind of nuts in the Vanderbilt University area, then kind of in the West Nashville area. So if you can avoid that area today, encourage you to do so because traffic is going to be nuts. We'll get a traffic update for you in just a couple of moments, get a weather report for you as well. Thinking back to your calls and comments as we come back with more of the Steve Gill Show on WT.